The Seven Principles of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. By Stephen R. Covey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Seven Principles of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change by Stephen R. Covey is a self-help book that outlines seven principles for personal and professional success. The book was first published in 1989 and has since become one of the most popular books on personal development, selling over 25 million copies worldwide. In this book, Covey explains how to develop an effective approach to life based on timeless principles such as integrity, fairness, honesty, responsibility, and respect. Covey begins by introducing the concept of effectiveness, the ability to achieve desired results with maximum efficiency, and explaining why it is important for achieving success in all areas of life. He then introduces his seven principles: 1. Be proactive, 2. Begin with the end in mind, 3. Put first things first, 4. Think win/win, 5. Seek first to understand then to be understood, 6. Synergize, and 7. Sharpen the saw. Each principle is explained in detail with examples from real-life situations. For example, when discussing be proactive, he explains how taking initiative can help you take control of your own destiny rather than being controlled by external forces or circumstances beyond your control. Similarly, when discussing put first things first, he explains how prioritizing tasks according to their importance can help you focus on what matters most while avoiding distractions. Throughout the book, Covey emphasizes that these principles are not just about achieving goals but also about developing character traits such as courage, humility, and wisdom, which will lead to true happiness and fulfillment regardless of material wealth or status achieved through goal setting alone. He concludes by emphasizing that these seven principles should be applied consistently if they are going to have any lasting effect. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Principle 1. Be proactive, take responsibility for your life and the choices you make. Summary: Being proactive means taking responsibility for your life and the choices you make, rather than being a passive victim of circumstance. It involves being aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and taking ownership of them. Main idea number 2. Principle 2: Begin with the end in mind, set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Summary: Beginning with the end in mind means setting goals and creating a plan to achieve them. It involves visualizing the desired outcome and then taking the necessary steps to make it happen. Main idea number 3. Principle 3: Put first things first, prioritize tasks and focus on what is most important. Summary: Putting first things first means prioritizing tasks and focusing on what is most important. It involves setting clear goals and then taking the necessary steps to achieve them, while avoiding distractions and procrastination. Main idea number 4. Principle 4: Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. Summary: Thinking win-win means seeking solutions that benefit everyone involved. It involves looking for ways to create mutual benefit and understanding that everyone can benefit from a successful outcome. Main idea number 5. Principle 5: Seek first to understand, then to be understood, listen to others before expressing your own opinion. Summary: Seeking first to understand, then to be understood means listening to others before expressing your own opinion. It involves actively listening to what others have to say and trying to understand their perspective before offering your own. Main idea number 6. Principle 6: Synergize. Work together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. Summary: Synergizing means working together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. It involves combining different ideas and perspectives to create a solution that is better than any one individual could have come up with on their own. Main idea number 7. Principle 7, sharpen the saw, take time to renew and refresh yourself. Summary, sharpening the saw means taking time to renew and refresh yourself. It involves taking regular breaks to rest and recharge, as well as engaging in activities that help you grow and develop as a person. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Principle 1, be proactive is about taking responsibility for your life and the choices you make. It means being aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and owning them instead of blaming others or external circumstances. Being proactive involves making conscious decisions that will lead to positive outcomes in the future. It also requires having a clear vision of what you want to achieve in life and taking action towards achieving it. This principle encourages people to take initiative rather than waiting for things to happen on their own. Being proactive can help individuals become more successful by allowing them to take control over their lives and create opportunities for themselves. It also helps build self-confidence as well as resilience when faced with difficult situations or challenges. Additionally, this principle promotes personal growth by encouraging individuals to think critically about their goals and how they can reach them. Main idea number 2. Principle 2, begin with the end in mind, encourages us to set goals and create a plan to achieve them. It is about visualizing our desired outcome and then taking the necessary steps to make it happen. This principle emphasizes that we should have a clear vision of what we want, why we want it, and how we are going to get there. We must be mindful of our actions and decisions as they will determine whether or not we reach our goal. This principle also stresses the importance of having an actionable plan for achieving success. We need to break down our goals into smaller tasks so that each step can be completed efficiently and effectively. Additionally, this principle reminds us that setting realistic expectations is key. If our goals are too ambitious or unrealistic, then it may be difficult for us to stay motivated throughout the process. By following Principle 2, begin with the end in mind, we can ensure that all of our efforts are focused on reaching a specific goal or outcome. With careful planning and dedication, this approach can help us become more successful in whatever endeavor we choose. Main idea number 3. Principle 3, put first things first, is all about prioritizing tasks and focusing on what is most important. It involves setting clear goals and then taking the necessary steps to achieve them, while avoiding distractions and procrastination. This principle encourages us to focus our energy on the things that are truly important in life, rather than wasting time on activities that don't bring any real value or benefit. To put first things first, we must identify our highest priorities and make sure they get done before anything else. We should also be mindful of how we spend our time each day so that we can ensure it's being used wisely. This means making a conscious effort to prioritize tasks based on their importance, urgency, and relevance to achieving your goals. It also requires discipline when it comes to staying focused on those tasks without getting distracted by other less important matters. Finally, this principle emphasizes the need for self-control when it comes to avoiding procrastination. If something needs doing now, then do it now instead of putting it off until later. Main idea number 4. Principle 4, think win-win, encourages people to look for solutions that benefit everyone involved. It is based on the idea that all parties can gain something from a successful outcome, and it requires an understanding of each person's needs and interests. This principle emphasizes collaboration over competition, as it seeks to create mutual benefit rather than one party winning at the expense of another. Thinking win-win also involves looking beyond immediate results and considering long-term implications when making decisions. When thinking win-win, it is important to consider how different stakeholders will be affected by any given solution. Everyone should have their interests taken into account in order to ensure a fair outcome for all involved. Additionally, this principle encourages people to think creatively about potential solutions so they can find ways to meet everyone's needs without sacrificing anyone's interests. Main idea number 5. Principle 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood, encourages us to listen before we speak. It is important that we take the time to really understand what others are saying and their perspective on a situation before offering our own opinion. This means actively listening without interruption or judgment, and trying to put ourselves in the other person's shoes. By doing this, we can gain insight into how they think and feel about an issue, which will help us better communicate with them. This principle also emphasizes the importance of empathy when communicating with others. We should strive to be understanding of where someone else is coming from, even if it differs from our own beliefs or opinions. Taking the time to truly understand another person's point of view can lead to more meaningful conversations and stronger relationships. Main idea number 6. Principle 6, synergize, encourages people to work together in order to create something greater than the sum of its parts. This means that by combining different ideas and perspectives, a solution can be created that is better than any one individual could have come up with on their own. It involves collaboration between individuals or groups, which allows for creativity and innovation as well as increased efficiency. By working together, teams are able to leverage each other's strengths and weaknesses in order to achieve a common goal. Synergy also requires trust among team members so that everyone feels comfortable sharing their ideas without fear of criticism or judgment. It also requires an open-mindedness towards new ideas and approaches, allowing for creative problem-solving rather than relying solely on traditional methods. Finally, it necessitates effective communication so that all team members understand the goals of the project and how they can contribute. Main idea number 7. Principle 7, sharpen the saw, encourages us to take time to renew and refresh ourselves. This means taking regular breaks from work or other activities in order to rest and recharge, as well as engaging in activities that help us grow and develop as a person. Examples of such activities include reading books, attending seminars or workshops, exercising regularly, meditating, spending time with family and friends, pursuing hobbies or interests outside of work, etc. Sharpening the saw is an important part of self-care because it helps us stay energized and motivated while also allowing us to gain new skills and perspectives. It can be easy to get caught up in our daily routines without taking any time for ourselves, but this principle reminds us that we need to make sure we are taking care of our own needs too. By following Principle 7, sharpen the saw, we can ensure that we are staying healthy both physically and mentally so that we can continue being productive members of society. Taking regular breaks from work will not only benefit our physical health but also allow us more opportunities for personal growth, which will ultimately lead to greater success in all areas of life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.